guys, welcome back to another episode of Brown Town. I'm your host Sharia. For you guys that don't know me, I am a ninth grade slash freshman Desi kid that's going into high school right now. Some things about me: I play basketball. I love playing basketball. Matter of fact, my favorite player is Vince Carter, just because of his dunks. And basically, this is my podcast. For you guys that were just listening a few months back, sorry I didn't post. I've been kind of busy with like high school now because I'm entering high school, so everything's gonna change for a bit because I'm now busy. But in this episode, we're gonna talk about like parenting styles of like how our parents like raised us. Like, at least my parents raised us. This will cover like traditional values and like balanced and like modern expectations of like the challenges and like and. Challenges and like advantages that are in a Desi household, and how like the parenting helps us with like our kids and their kids and like so on. Well, basically, parenting in Desi families has always been influenced by a mix of traditional values and like cultural expectations. Like, for example, like respect for elders, the importance of education, and strong family bonds are central like ties or themes. But as time, like, changed, like, so do parenting styles. Because, like, my parents have raised me to always be vegetarian. Then I don't know what my kids will be, like, raising their kids to, like, eat or whatnot. Like, they could be eating chicken or something. But I don't want that to happen. So I'll raise my kids to be vegetarian. But it also can... But, like, Desi parenting has, like, evolved over the years. That's, like, the funny part. Like, traditionally, Desi parents have been, like, placed in a strong emphasis on, like, a discipline and, like, academic excellence. Like, if you guys know Just Rain, he used to, like, post these, like, little videos, like, every month or so about, like, Desi parents and this. And, like, one of the things were, like, on school and, like, how it, like, affected them, or, like, how it was, like, affecting him, but in, like, a funny way. Like, I remember one episode. He was just, like, talking about, like, how he got, like, a B+ in science or something, and he was, like, taking, like, AP Physics. I don't remember AP Physics or AP Bio. And, like, his parents, like, got mad at him and, like, started, like, saying all these random types, like, no more phone, no more waking up, no more sleeping, no more entering, no more, like just all this random, like, stuff that, like, they were saying to him, because all because he got a B+ in science. Well, that too, and like Desi parents always teach you how to communicate. Like, sometimes either they tell you not to speak at this certain time because as like you're a kid and you'll say some random like stuff, or like it's a wrong time to say anything, so they'll make you like shut up, I guess. I don't know how to respectfully put it, but they'll just make you shut your pie hole. Well, Desi parents also want, like, a well-rounded personality where you're, like, funny, serious, joking, and, like, whatnot. But for me, I tend to be more funny than serious. I don't really care. At least I make people laugh. And there's significant approaches, like, to the authoritative, like, styles where, like, parents made their decisions without, like, much input from their children. Today, there's, like, a growing trend towards, like, open communication and, like, mutual respect. Parents are more likely to like discuss decisions and like consider their, like, their kids' opinion. Like, I have to go to Canada soon. My mom knows I don't want to go, but I'm going just for like the hell of it because there's like a camp. But I already told her I don't want to go. Like, I just do not want to go at all. Like, but she respects the idea, but I'm also respecting her. But she said it'll be fun, so I'll just go there for like fun, I guess. But you always have to be just like respective, and which is now good now, but like there's also balance between like preserving culture values and like adapting to the new environments is like a challenge for like my parents and other Desi parents like on this like globe, especially of like living in the diaspora. They strive to like instill a sense of cultural identity while like helping their children like integrate into like the broader society of like America, Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, and like whatnot, or wherever they are, like even like UAE, Qatar, and just any other place that they moved. But Desi parenting has, like, seen a lot of evolution in, like, addressing mental health in the past. Mental health issues were often, like, stigmatized or overlooked. Nowadays, like, there's, like, a growing awareness because back then, like, I've seen a couple of memes, like, just Desi parents just joking about, like, oh, what mental health? Oh, you're Pakistani, you're Indian, you're Bangladesh, you cannot be sad, you're always happy. Our culture is so happy. But, like, whatnot. But, like, now that it's not, like, a joke and, like, now the Desi parents will, like, actually take that stuff seriously, which is kind of a good part because now they understand, like, how, what to say and what not to say, like, to their kid with, like, mental health issues. So, yeah. But moving on from the mental health part, technology is, like, another parent, basically, to us Desis. Because, like, with the rise of the digital media, social networking, and, like, online education, parents have to, like, navigate new challenges and opportunities, like, for us to learn. Like, I have this cousin that's, like, 2 years old. He doesn't, like, listen to his parents, obviously, because he's a toddler. But now he, like, listens to his iPad. Now he learns on the iPad, which is another good way of parenting, but still not that good because now his eyes are going to be damaged, which is kind of bad, but that's life, I guess, like. But still, he's still learning in a good way, but it's in a bad way too, by watching that iPad. But that's how, like, the technology influences, like, the kids to learn. Well, also, like, cooking and, like, traditional dishes also play a crucial life. Like, not a crucial life, but, like, a crucial example of, like, how to, like, raise their kid. So then they don't grow up whitewashed. Which, like, hence means, like, they don't know how to cook, like, anything that they were, like, their parents made. Like, if they can't cook dal, rajma, paneer, chicken biryani in general. Like, cooking is also a big part, so, like, they know how, like, what their culture is and, like, how they were, it was raised. And so they actually know how to cook if a guest comes over and, like, their mom's running late or something. That's, like, a good part of the parenting. But one of the things I admire in the Desi parenting is, like, the sense of community it, like, fosters. Like, extended family members often play, like, an active role in, like, the child's upbringing, like, providing additional support, like, no matter what happens, and, like, guidance. The community of relationships, like, creates, like, a long and, like, strong sense of belonging and, like, reinforces, like, the family value of unity, which is actually kind of good because now, like, you're close with the family members that you don't really know. Like, I'm really close to my cousins. I'm really close to my grandparents. I'm really close to my aunts and uncles. Like, I would call them every single, like, night. Not night, but, like, every week. Just to know how they're doing and, like, which is, and how they are. And, like, I would call my cousins back in India. My cousin in Virginia. Yeah, whatnot. So, anyways, guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed my discussion about, like, the changing Desi parenting situation. If you have any questions or you want to share your own experiences, please feel free to reach out. Thanks for tuning into my Desi, not Brown Town. Until next time, stay curious, appreciate your family, and cherish the memories that you create with them and the values about our amazing culture. Have a good one.